Hello, and welcome to the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women and athletes of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, fitness, and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and today I would like to be discussing with you the athlete's mindset. This is so relevant to what's going on with my clients and myself at the moment. So I thought, what better time than in the thick of everything when this is still, at the front of my mind. I've been having some really great conversations with my ladies as they start to hit their PBs, just in regards to athletes' mindset or how to approach a PB weight on the bar. So I'm also competing in a powerlifting comp myself on Sunday, and yeah, this is so relevant. So let's get stuck in. So first of all, I just want to define what I would consider an athlete, or who I consider an athlete to be, because I don't just consider top level Olympic people, to be athletes. Like, my clients are athletes, I'm an athlete. So here are the things that I consider that make up being an athlete. So I consider someone who is training for a specific competition, someone who is training and eating for performance. So you don't necessarily need to be competing to be an athlete. So again, someone who's training and eating for performance, someone who is seeking continual progress or to better themselves in their chosen sport. Someone who is putting in consistent effort over time to better themselves in their chosen sport. I consider my clients to be athletes because my clients train with a periodized program. So they're tracking their weights, they're getting better week to week, they're resting and recovering, they're eating for performance. So I do consider my clients to be athletes. Some of them compete, some of them don't compete. So I consider the mindset of someone who is, fueling for performance, someone who is in the gym for specific performance, who is, following a specific program. These people are athletes, and this mindset is different to the mindset of someone who is simply exercising to lose weight, someone who is not following a structured program. Who is, that is, if you're just exercising to lose weight, you're not following, there's no structure to your program, then that is not what I consider an athlete, because at the end of the day, these people never get the results of an athlete. In my experience as a fitness professional over the last 6 years, the people that get the best results are those that fuel their body for performance, that act like an athlete. And if you want to look like an athlete, then you start acting and thinking like one. That's how you look like an athlete. So, hopefully, if anyone is listening to this and they're simply just in that mindset still of simply exercising to burn calories, then I hope you take something away from this, because if you want to look like an athlete, then start acting and thinking like one. It's all about that mindset shift, right? So, let's talk about athlete's mindset. So, components that I believe make up an athlete's mindset include the ability to reflect, reassess, and make changes to their training, performance, diet, and lifestyle. If you are going out getting pissed every weekend, but you're also training for your first, powerlifting meet or your first CrossFit thing, or etc., then you might reflect and reassess that maybe getting pissed every week is actually not aiding your performance, that it's actually hindering your performance because you're not able to, recover as quickly. You feel like shit, like, you could be doing other things to then take you closer to a better performance during your competition. So the ability to reflect on your lifestyle decisions, your nutrition decisions, your recovery decisions, and the effort you put into your training, and then reassess that and then make changes. This is an athlete's mindset, right? So the ability to reflect, reassess, and make changes to your training, performance, diet, and lifestyle, because they're the four things that are going to, you know, either like allow you to perform at your optimal or to give you a subpar performance that leaves you frustrated and a little bit annoyed, but it's only, you've only got yourself to blame. So another part of the athlete's mindset, I believe, is the resilience to keep going, because there are always going to be hurdles to overcome. So this is I've competed in one novice, I've done two sanctioned, and this will be my third sanctioned powerlifting meet. And so I've done four comp reps in total. And the one thing that I've noticed, plus also, you know, being in a relationship with another competitive powerlifter who's also gone through comp preps, I've seen from his experience and also from my experience that during a comp prep, like, I've never had an easy comp prep. There's always been shit in my life that has been going on. Same with my partner. Is that's one thing I know, that when you're prepping for a competition, if the time that it's going to be easy and breezy, I don't think that we can ever expect that to happen, because crazy shit happens all the time. And even if your comp prep is only 4 months, you know, you might have to move house, get kicked out of your house. You might lose a relationship. You might get into a relationship. You might have some stuff happening with friends, a death in the family, God forbid, but it is never easy. Like, there is always some crazy shit that happens during comp prep. So the resilience to keep going, because there are always going to be hurdles to overcome. So that is the number one thing in an athlete's mindset, is the resilience, even when shit gets hard, when you don't feel like it, when you're tired, when you're emotional, is to keep putting in that effort during your training sessions and be consistent with those training sessions. That is what makes an athlete to me, that resilience to keep going. Because in my experience, like, mate, life is never easy, unfortunately. And I guess the sooner we come to grips with that and can design ways to support ourselves, the better we're going to perform, the better we're going to look, et cetera, et cetera. So my next one is the ability to stay consistent and to listen to their coach. So if you're an athlete, it does help to be coachable, which means that you don't know best. If you knew best, then I would say that you should be the best in the world. And if you're not the best in the world, then you need to listen to people who are better than you, because that is how we learn. So that ability to take on feedback and then adjust your training in regards to that feedback is super important. That is also what makes an athlete. They're open and they're able to change and take on feedback. So you must be coachable, otherwise do your own thing, you won't get great results, and there you go. So now, their ability to endure pain and discomfort. I think this all ties into resilience, but I've kind of broken it down a little bit. So athlete's mindset. So if you're an athlete, you're going to have to endure some kind of pain and discomfort. Otherwise, everyone would be an athlete, right? So the amount of pain and discomfort you're willing to endure is likely to see you be better at your sport, because the harder you can go every session, the more discomfort you can endure, you know, the more pain of not eating cake or getting pissed or eating takeaway every day, you know, like, that's still pain, like, to go to the shops and to make a meal every day and to eat healthily, even when you don't feel like it. You know, that's still pain and discomfort. So that ability to endure pain and discomfort is going to make you a better athlete. And then the last one is how to stay calm under pressure. So that is a massive one, and I'm going to touch on that shortly. So let's discuss challenges faced by the athlete. So as you progress as an athlete, you're going to continue to face challenges, and you're going to also continue to learn. So hopefully, as you face these things, you're going to remember what I said at the beginning, reflect, reassess, and adapt. So continue to learn. So hurdles that might come up as an athlete include things such as overcoming massive life events and still putting in a good performance. dealing with challenging performance situations and learning how to best cope. So visualizing performance on your comp day. Visualizing is a massive tool for the athlete because remember our mind actually doesn't know the difference between us visualizing and the real world. So visualizing what you've already done on the day or visualizing your attempts means you've already been there and you've already done it. So visualizing can be an incredible tool. It is an incredible tool for the athlete. So eating for performance and making weight, if your sport requires weight categories, that can be challenging. At the moment, I'm doing a weight cut and it's challenging. Because what you eat directly has an impact on your body and your weight. So at the moment, I've been sodium loading, water loading. I've also cut my calories in half. And today I'm cutting out sodium and I cut carbs yesterday. That shit is challenging as fuck. So eating, like making weight, if your sport requires a weight category, such as a boxing fighter, a Muay Thai fighter, a powerlifter, that can be challenging as well. So another challenge that an athlete can face is how to stay calm and optimize your performance on comp day, especially in powerlifting. What I see very regularly or very often, people that approach the bar in a very aggressive manner, people that do not stay calm under pressure. So what you'll see from these people is that they exert a lot of energy getting angry at the bar or shaking the bar or even just yelling and carrying around in the like waiting area before their lift. Like that is not how you preserve your energy. That then means that they're more often going to fail a lift because they rush the lift. If you're going up to anything with that amount of aggression, then often you're going to fuck it up. So these are the different things we need to consider when we're performing. So how to best rest and recover for better performance. That's also a challenge. So how to best rest and recover for better performance. For example, you're staying up all night, you're getting pissed on the weekends, you're not drinking enough water and recovering as well as you could be. You're not prioritizing your sleep. And you're not going to recover as well. So these are the challenges faced by an athlete. How to work around injuries, because when it happens, we can always work around those injuries. So that's a challenge in itself, is if you get an injury and you don't go and see, you know, you don't prioritize getting it looked at by a physio or a chiro, or if you don't have a knowledgeable fitness professional that's going to help you work around so you can stay strong while you're rehabbing. You know, that's another thing, is how to work around injuries, because being injured doesn't mean you stop. The last one is just staying calm under pressure, which I've also mentioned before. So they're the challenges faced by an athlete. Now, I just want to discuss the one thing that's coming up with my clients at the moment, is the mindset when approaching heavy loads. So what I'm talking about is PBs, when we're lifting something we haven't lifted before. Now, in myself and my clients, what I've noticed is when it's a load that is heavier than what you think you can do, everything goes to shit. So in the world of powerlifting, this may be the most common mindset challenge. So often when we approach a load that we haven't done before, such as a personal best, we freak out and it shows. So thoughts that I start to think, or in the past when I've approached personal bests or loads that I haven't lifted before, is I didn't get it up last time. I don't know if I can do it again. This is going to be really heavy. I don't know if I can do this. And often our PBs are only, you know, 2.5 kilos more than our last lift, and our last lift was easy. You know, maybe it was an extra 5 kilos. Like, really, if you think about it, that's not a lot of weight. Like, we can do it. Come on. And then those thoughts aren't going to be helpful, and they also, you know, getting in our own head. So we're getting in our own way often when we're thinking those negative thoughts. So often we'll rush our lift, we won't set up properly, or we'll approach the bar cautiously, you know. And those things often are what contribute to us failing that lift. So we can reframe the way we think about those heavy lifts. And this is what I've been doing lately, and it works so, so well. Cody taught me this one. So I find it really helpful to think about when I've got a PB or something I haven't lifted before, to literally ignore, like to ignore those thoughts, is to approach the bar and act as though it's still a warm-up weight. I know this is hard, but it works so well. So just a bit of context, I've only started squatting in the wraps in the last 3 months, I think. And the mindset that I had when I was squatting in knee wraps, because they're completely, it's a totally different exercise to knee sleeves or bare knee squats. So because I've got PBs in knee sleeves, but I've not got PBs in knee wraps because it's a completely different exercise. So for me, my mindset and what my coach was doing was just, we were just going up and up and up and up until I, hit that ceiling where it was starting to be challenging weights. Now, because I've never PB'd, so I don't know what that ceiling is, I just kept going up being like, oh, this is easy, like, you know, and it was easy. It was easy. I've put like 45 kilos on my squat, and I think a lot of that is mental, because for me, I'm like, I don't know what my PB is, so there's not that limiting factor to my mindset for my squat at the moment, because, again, wrap squat is completely different to any other squat. So it's a new exercise, it's a new movement that I haven't done before, so I don't know. So that's how I've been approaching all my lifts at the moment, is I don't know, I'm just going to do it. And, I stick, even if it's heavy, I slow it down, I don't rush, and I set up the same every single time. Lightweight, baby. So reframe your thoughts. Act as though it's still a warm-up weight. Say to yourself, nice and easy, lightweight, I've done this before, set up tight and don't rush. Like, they are the biggest things I can tell you. And look, we've just had a really great conversation. I hope that you've taken a few things from this, and I really appreciate you listening. If you've got any questions, reach out to me. You can send me an email via sarah@stronggirlsclub.com.au. You can also find me on Instagram, stronggirlsclub_Perth, and send me a DM. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.